There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
We are broadcasting live as in VSiN from the Summer League through July 17th. Catch the Edge with Jonathan Von Tobel and Matt Humans, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Live from the Summer League every weekday. Special guests, exclusive content, live updates all throughout the VSiN shows. Chris Mannix was great last week. For more, follow us at VSiN Live on Twitter, at VSiN Live on YouTube.
All right, Paulie, NFL here to begin this hour. Our good buddy, Paul Charchian, joins the program now, CEO of GuillotineLeagues.com. Fantasy drafting has begun, and look, I mean, a lot of this is right around the corner as well. Good morning, Charch. Good to talk to you again, pal. How are you?
Yeah, it's been 6 months. I've missed you guys.
Yes.
You know, weekend comes, you don't call, you know, I never see you, no postcards, nothing.
When I go home today, I'll stop at a grocery store and buy a postcard and send it to you. How does that sound?
Sounds good. I don't know if you can, do they have them in a grocery store in Las Vegas? I mean,
the odds of actually finding a postcard anywhere today is like 50 to 1.
Right. I mean, nobody writes anymore. I mean, but you're in Las Vegas, right? I mean, you can go to any of the million gift shops. Those would have a postcard.
Yeah.
Right?
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So before
or alternately, the cheaper version, just get one of those cards that they're always slapping at you up and down the strip and just send one of those cards to my house.
That qualifies, I guess.
Kind of like a postcard.
It's like I'm thinking of you. You know, you might enjoy this kind of thing.
Wow. What a great observation. I mean, those guys are relentless putting the brochures in your face. And it's, you know, if you want some company type deal, I mean, they are, oh my God, are they aggressive. Yep. But the point where it's right. Like, get the hell away from me. They'll follow you.
Okay, so we talked a little Minnesota Vikings football yesterday with your buddy and a longtime voice of the team, Paul Allen. He was ultra high on the team overall. Before we get into, like, the offensive player of the year research that you've done, what do you think about the team from a big picture standpoint? Is, like, 10 wins worth a bet at plus 140? How about, like, plus 265 to win the division this year?
Yeah, there's an angle to win the division, and it's a pretty strong one. This is the shakiest Packers team going into a season in 30 years, maybe. So you've got Aaron Rodgers at the twilight of his career and also saying things like, you know, really hoping the desire's there and, you know, stuff like that. Doesn't have a he does not have a proven go-to receiver yet on the team. Offensive line is going to be probably missing at least two starters and their best two players going into the start of the season. And then the defense got raided in the offseason. Za'Darius Smith is one example, now playing for the Vikings. So I'm sure it's Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers should still be the favorite. But man, if there's ever a year to hedge against the Packers, this feels like it. Because that is a wobbly team, and the Bears and the Lions do not look like any kind of threat to win the division.
A lot of people are high on Jefferson. Number one, they're high on this new coaching staff. They like O'Connell. You can speak to that. But as a result, they think, okay, maybe Jefferson then is the guy who has this monster season, much like Cup. What say you?
I've interviewed O'Connell a couple of times. Kevin O'Connell's uber bright, really smart. And I don't mean football smart. I mean like high IQ smart. And that's what we haven't had inside the building here in Minnesota for a long time. And it's going to be a real change. The Vikings had, by very many metrics, the most predictable offense in the league last year. That's going to change. You're not going to know what's coming on any given down. And this is still an offense with a ton of skilled players. Defense had been straight up garbage for two straight years. Unclear how much that may change, but almost has to get better. It's been so bad for 2 years that it almost has to come together here, at least to some degree. And they did make a number of defensive personnel changes. So overall, the sentiment here and the sentiment of me personally is pretty optimistic. And I've got them sitting right now on 11 wins. So I do like going over the more commonly available, either 8.5 or 9 you're seeing lines on for the Vikings.
Okay, very good. So when I texted you earlier this week, to Paul's point, right? Like I'm one of the guys super high on Jefferson for various reasons this year. And I wanted to know if you thought 25-1 on Jefferson was worth a bet this year and how they're going to utilize him, maybe like Cup. When you went back and looked and did the research here on like Cup, maybe a Jamar Chase type this year, I know people are going to be behind Debo Samuel again. I don't like the Chase stats. You got to be ahead of it before the guy actually breaks out. What did you find with receivers winning this award?
Well, first, no, the receivers have won it in 2 of the last 3 years, but those are the only 2 wins in the last 26 years. So the last 26 years, we've had 2 wide receivers win Offensive Player of the Year. And who won it? It was Michael Thomas, who had to put up 150 receptions, 1,700 yards, and the Saints were a 13-win team that year. And no other Saints receiver was within 1,000 yards of Thomas. He was just such a huge alpha receiver that he siphoned all the balls away from everybody else. Then there was Cooper Kupp last year. Almost 150 receptions, almost 2,000 receiving yards and 16 touchdowns. And also no other Ram was within 1,000 yards of Kupp. And even if you add together Robert Woods and his replacement Odell Beckham, remember Woods came, Woods started the season, went out, Beckham came in. Even if you had those two guys together, you're still not within 1,000 yards of Kupp. And it's one of the things that worries me about Jefferson is Adam Thielen's really good. So at some point, does that end up meaning that he doesn't get the workhorse numbers that Justin Jefferson would need to win Offensive Player of the Year? You have to stay healthy. He's never missed a game, so we like that part. But also the wide receiver. Here's one of the other reasons they don't win very often. Not only does the receiver have to stay healthy, your quarterback has to stay healthy. For all the other positions, you don't have as much dependency, right, on another player's health for you to win that award. And granted, Kirk Cousins has been as durable as any quarterback, so he's been great there. But now you're really doubling up the need for both guys to stay healthy.
Okay, great breakdown then. So based on that, which position would you look at, and who are some of the players that might be worth a bet?
Offensive Player of the Year, unlike MVP, and we should be clear on the distinction here, MVP is a quarterback's award.
Yep.
It's the most valuable player. It's almost always go to a quarterback. We've seen many cases where players at other positions have had amazing seasons and they don't get it. So Offensive Player of the Year is largely a running back's award. They've won over half of the time since 1996. And because people bet quarterbacks, perhaps confusing Offensive Player of the Year with MVP, runners are really where the value lies here. You can get last year's most dominant runner, Jonathan Taylor, at 10-1. He's +1,000. And he meets all 3 of the key criteria that you need to win this. You have to stay healthy. You have to be a workhorse. And also, you need your team to be sitting in right around 11 wins or higher, because the Offensive Player of the Year almost always comes from a good team. They average 12 wins on average. So that Jonathan Taylor at +1,000 makes a ton of sense. If you do want a Viking, and I don't recommend Justin Jefferson as much as I recommend Dalvin Cook, plus 3,000, meets most of these criteria, usually misses a game or two, but he otherwise is a workhorse, and I think he's a team that can reach 11 wins, as I mentioned earlier. But let me give you two other runners I like. How about Joe Mixon at plus 6,000? So now we're at 60-1 odds. He's been mostly very durable throughout his career. A clear workhorse back that doesn't need to give touches to anybody else. The Bengals are certainly likely to get to the 11 wins that he needs. And that new offensive line could unlock potential in Mixon that we've never seen from him before. And Mixon's still weirdly young. He's going into his sixth season. He's 25 years old right now.
What?
I know. How weird is that? I know. Bizarre. His birthday, and granted, his birthday's next week, but still, that's wild, right?
Yeah.
All right. And one more name for you if you're looking for long odds. Austin Eckler's plus 8,000. So we're at 80-1. And he hits all the criteria for running backs who win here. He's durable, runs and catches. He's on a team that can reach 11 wins. Last year, he had almost 300 combined targets plus rushes. That puts him into a category where, you know, if he gets just a little better on last year's 1,500 total yards, he could be a candidate as well.
All right, excellent breakdown by Paul Charchian, CEO, GuillotineLeagues.com. A couple of minutes left here, Charch. Four players as of right now that you think to bounce back this year in fantasy would be who?
I'm going to start with the most obvious guy, and then we'll get to guys that are a little trickier. Derek Carr, likely sitting on a much better season. His 23 touchdowns last year were very meager. By comparison, Taylor Heinicke had 20. Oh. So, you know, and he didn't play the whole season. So Carr only managed three more than Taylor Heinicke did. But the touchdowns are coming. He was fifth most in passes thrown last year and fifth most in yards. And that was thrown to Hunter Renfrow and Zay Jones and Brian Edwards and Foster Moreau. And, you know, now he gets Devontae Adams. Darren Waller comes back healthy. And even if the passing yards don't change and the total number of passes don't change, those guys are going to end up putting up far better numbers for him. So I like the bounce back on Derek Carr.
Okay.
To make it a little trickier, how about Kenny Golladay? This was Dave Gettleman's departing gift for Giants fans, a $71 million contract that yielded no touchdowns last year.
Jesus.
He finished as fantasy football's 86th highest scoring wide receiver, but it should get better this year. He rolls into this season fully healthy. Last season at this time, he was still rehabbing. The presumed upgrade at coach from Joe Judge and Jason Garrett to Brian Daboll should be an upgrade. And Kenny Golladay was a really good receiver. We're only two seasons removed from putting up a 1,200-yard, 11-touchdown season on a three-win Lions team. Yeah. So that might be another guy that you could think about as an improved player.
Very good. We'll hold it there then, and we'll bring you back later on in the summer, obviously, and get other guys that you're high on because we're up against it right now.
Sounds good.
You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Paul Charchian, and we've talked to him before many, many times over the years. Go check out GuillotineLeagues.com. You will not regret it. It's a blast. And they're up and drafting right now, yeah, at the site?
Yeah, we're drafting.
Yep. Very cool. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, my friends. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, be good. There you go. He is the best Fantasy Football Hall of Famer. Up next, we'll recap last night's betting action, what we had of it in Major League Baseball with Win Some, Lose Some here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
It was a squeaky bum time. As I mentioned, the Braves had cut it to 1.5 in the East. Mets had a 10.5 game lead June 1st, but 26-7 off a loss and 49-0 when leading after 8. Scherzer was great, and the Mets get the big road win. Pirates plus 140. Diamondbacks plus 145. And game one of a doubleheader. 9.5 down to 8.5.
That's a big move.
We got a great tweet on that, too, saying there won't be runs scored in that game. They nailed it. 3-1 final in game one of a doubleheader.
That was by Evan. He broke it down beautifully. We had it yesterday. And like, okay, maybe you should listen to him.
Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram as well. This is great. This is the husky support animal helping out another dog when they're going through treatment. Mm. Look at that. That is great. I got you, buddy. I'm here for you, right?
I'm a big fan.
That is awesome that they do that. I know you do it for the humans all the time, emotional support coming in. And, you know, if someone has surgery here, it's the dog having a procedure and getting treatment, and the dog's right there to cheer him up. Apparently this happens every single day. Smart dog. He knows that when it comes around the corner, here comes the ice cream truck.
Oh, he's barking, too.
He's barking. He knows. Now, watch him. There he is. He's coming down, right? Pulling up. Yep, lays down, all excited, because he gets the free cone every single day, right? Comes up, you hear the music, good observation with the barking, stands, gets up, hind legs, you got the shake coming in here as well. There you go, give me some. There it is, buddy, And then after he pets him, here comes the free cone. Good for him.
What that's flavor a great today,
job.
Pal?
Yeah, that's a great job by the guy running the truck, too. Bam, every single day hanging out, and he knows. Smart guy. Good for him. And this is, look at this video with the cat. Watch closely. Jumping across. Now, how does he do that? How does he fit in there? And how can he see that from jumping over the little water off the ledge into the little hole, into the brick wall?
I don't know.
I can't believe he would think, yeah, I can get in there, no problem. And I'll stick the landing.
You try to figure out cats, man.
Yeah.
I can't.
One bad move. He has an off night. That's it. He falls down.
First of all, he's going to go head first into the brick wall.
Or slide. Yes.
That's a little kitty cat concussion. Mm-hmm. Then he falls into the water. And then who the hell knows what happens at that point?
Yep. My God, I can't believe that. I can't get over that video. Here's another one. Two types of cats, right? One coming in.
Yeah.
Get up here. Okay. He's still stuck. Can I make it? A little help here. How about a boost? Somebody? Right? Look at the other guy just watching. Okay, he makes it. Are you coming? What's your... Okay,
right
no problem. Yeah, right through. Piece of cake.
I've never been a big cat guy.
Yeah.
My oldest brother was worse than me. He used to hate cats. Then I don't know what happened to him. It flipped. He had like 7 or 8 cats at one time. When I would go back and visit...
Are you serious? My sister does that.
He would laugh at this when I'd go back to his house. and visit, he would be like reclining in the chair and he'd be like, okay, come on. And like five of them would come and jump up on his chest and on his stomach. I'm like, what the hell happened to you?
Yeah, no kidding. You think you know somebody, right? Lose some. Phillies, 110 up to 130. No good. Big win by the Cardinals. And I can't believe this move. They should be freaking out. The Maple Leafs traded for Matt Murray? Wait. And he makes almost $5 million a year? That's it with Campbell? Oh, my God. It's like there was so much hope, and it wasn't that bad. I know it's embarrassing you can't get out of the first round, but you lost to a juggernaut in Tampa.
And you should have beat him. This past year, but in years past.
Come on. Why would you want Matt? I can't believe this move. They should be freaking out. You know what I did yesterday? In lieu of the trip to Portillo's, I called a Chicago place for dinner, and I got the Italian beef. And I had it dipped, baptized.
Oh, you did? Okay.
It was like
they do that here?
Yeah. It was like Alabama against Georgia State.
It was
better? Portillo's compared to...
It was better than Portillo's. Wow, I'm shocked.
Right. No. It was... No, it was complete blowout.
You knew one bite
like, I'm like, Portillo's was so good.
Right.
Let me try another Italian beef from a Chicago place.
Yeah. That I can get close to my house where I live. Yeah.
Plenty of Chicago places here. Oh, please. Ridiculous.
And
not even the same sport.
Okay, so what was your reaction one bite in? You just throw it on a plate and what the hell is this?
The exact opposite of Portillo's, what we had. Like, this is the real deal. Oh, my God, it's so good. This? Like, come on. Come on. Yeah, ridiculous, right? Lose some? This was, how about the good old days, right? This is a year before I moved to town. This is July 8th, 1999, when the Strip used to flood all the time when there was rain. Look at that. That's a long time ago. A lot of that stuff isn't even there anymore.
No.
But how it's changed. But that's a busy intersection. I believe that's Flamingo and
the Strip,
or by Spring Mountain, could be too.
Okay,
but that, look at that, simple rain. The damn Strip would flood. That's chaos.
When we do get rain out here, which is obviously very rare, it still does flood in certain parts.
Yeah, yep. And this was all the rage on social media. Lose some? I don't know if you're supposed to stay 50 feet away from them just in case. Let's go to La Jolla. Sea lions on the move, chasing everybody at the beach. Get away. Here they come. Look at the guy coming up in the bottom right trying to catch everybody, and everyone's scrambling. Get out of here. Get out of the water.
It's like the movie Jaws.
That's right. And then after they chase people, they go back, and everyone stay calm, all right? They're running out there, and they come in. Everyone's freaking out. There you go. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com. Good fun. People on their toes in La Jolla at the beach. Jimmy Fallon, they were aggressive on social media and getting everyone involved since the shutdown of the pandemic. Over the weekend, this took off. They did hashtag worst first dates. The responses were incredible. Met online. We're at dinner. After dinner, she has over 15 missed calls from her family. Mom did a Google search. We were cousins. Get me out of here. Went to a restaurant. He went to the bathroom a lot and took a lot of phone calls. The waiter comes over. You know, he's at another table with a blonde woman, right? Two first dates at once. How do you pull that off?
I've heard of guys attempting this before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think they try to do it just for the rush.
Yeah?
To see if they can pull it off without either one of them finding out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Back at my place watching TV, he pulls out three chili dogs out of his backpack. In my bed, he eats them and balances them on his stomach. Didn't offer me one bite. It appears she's more perturbed by that.
Now, I could actually picture you doing that.
The food in the backpack?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Always packing. You're prepared. You like what you like, right?
No.
And I could, because you don't care. I mean, you sit down, you're like, I'm hungry. I got some chili dogs.
I absolutely would say. The first thing I would do.
Oh, you would? Would you like a bite?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Delicious. Spilled soda on his crotch, pulling in the driveway, picking up the date. She opened the door. It starts with, don't worry, it's not pee. Yep. She poured garlic all over her pizza and said, in case you were thinking about kissing me. That's a bad beat.
I have to be honest. Going back to the one where the guy spilled the soda.
Yeah.
Like, what's the play there?
Well, you can't do anything.
You can't because you're not...
You can't change. You're in the driveway. What do you...
Unless you thought ahead to yourself, like, if I spill something here, I better have an extra set of clothes with me.
Do you do that? Some people do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How about the shirt? Have that extra shirt ready to go.
Right. But I think at that point...
Ray Donovan.
You need to try and add some humor to it right out of the gates.
Oh, God.
Like, look, I'm sorry, but it's, you know, Mountain Dew all over.
Yep. Funeral director. Picked her up. There was a body in the back. quote, just need to make a quick stop at the office and then we'll get going.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, did you not know what the person did? Evidently not. You ever watch 6 Feet Under on HBO?
No.
I know it's like 20 years old. I'm like halfway through. People have always said it's the best finale ever.
Really?
So my goal is on vacation to maybe reach it. But they found a way to put like 5 or 6 seasons together to make it interesting, where it's a funeral home and somebody dies at the beginning of every episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. It's
the guy who did American Beauty, so.
Okay. Went to the movies. He threw a fit. Couldn't believe the movie was R-rated. Calls his mom for permission. Denied, she says. We were both 21. We left. I can't get over that. First time getting sushi. Ordered 13 rolls. Thought it was individual pieces. They had to put 2 tables together for all the food.
Oops. How many rolls can you whack down on your own?
A couple cocktails in me? 2 or 3. Probably 3.
I think I can touch 5.
Really?
I know I can do 4.
Holy cow.
But again, it's just...
That's a lot of rice.
I shovel it in right away.
Okay.
And then all hell breaks loose after that.
Brought his parents to dinner with him on the first date. And then at the end, mom asked, are you going to finish that? I replied, no. She packed it up with tinfoil, brought it home. Oh, my God. Incredible. Worst first dates. VP Summer. The VSiN Summer Special is here. $19. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today. You'll get our daily best bets, every host, every guest, and every edition of Point Spread Weekly. Use of the betting tools and the live video stream whenever you want it. $19 through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/summer. And in case you missed it earlier, the breaking news, Matt Youmans will have the top 50 fast food list August 2nd. That's a Tuesday. You'll have that sucker ready and a bottom 5 as well.
And we are planning on having Maddie in studio that day. And the Hall of Fame game is that week as well. So up next, a big picture view of Major League Baseball numbers, updated win totals, yes, no playoff odds on top of it, and some very intriguing remaining schedules throughout the sport. Coming up next here in Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. It's frustrating, I know. Durant asked for a trade June 30th, and the Nets said, okay, we'll accommodate you, we'll help you. And he even had the list, and here we are, still nothing done. And appears that they want to trade Durant before Kyrie. But a couple of notes and tidbits around the league, which I like. The transition take foul during games is inching closer to being penalized, starting with this season, sources told Yahoo Sports. The team on offense gets a free throw and possession of the ball if the team on defense employs the take foul.
Good.
Yep. It was used by teams on defense to eliminate fast break opportunities in which the defending team was at a numbers disadvantage. After the foul, the offensive team was previously given the ball out of bounds. It hurts the game flow and bogged the game down. Totally concur. Another one, bench decorum. Stiffer penalties. One of a few principal matters on decorum are players standing up at the bench for extended portions of the game. I mentioned Miami. It's a big problem what happened with Dallas. Dallas was fined several times for it. Obstructing the view of fans sitting behind the bench, fans have lobbed complaints at the league, expressing how they're purchasing expensive seats with a blocked vantage point. Absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the Mavs were fined a total of $175,000 throughout the playoffs for violation of bench decorum. And the other thing was, it was big. It happened to Curry. I think there was another team, too, where the guy has the ball, and he thinks that's a teammate getting ready for a corner three. It's a guy standing up on the bench.
That's right.
One of the guys wasn't even playing.
Yep.
And what Miami was doing, too, to Boston. So a big problem that's out of control. I just thought about, hey, there's no room here. And then you're yelling in my ear about missing, and there's no room. And I actually think that's a teammate. Great point by the fans. I'm paying good money for these seats. I can't see a damn thing.
Yeah, don't forget when the entire Miami Heat bench was up.
Outrageous.
In an important spot against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Lowry was the close. I think he fouled out of the game. He was the closest defender to Horford at that time. And he wasn't even on the court. Like, that's not acceptable. Yeah. I'm sorry. You need to correct that kind of thing. Tomorrow, by the way, on the show, I can't wait to talk about this. And you can get your feedback lined up right now. FTM at VSiN.com is the email. We're on Twitter at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. Peter King wrote about this. If you can change one thing about the NFL, what would it be?
He left it up to the fans.
He did.
Just send it in.
And he, by the way, an early read on this, I noticed some really good observations and some ideas that fans said, let's kick this around and let's change this about the NFL.
Yep. Some great, well, number one on the list, though. I mean, I understand it would happen, but still, imagine if there was relegation. To me, that's the greatest thing in sports.
It really is.
And I love it in soccer. It's like, okay, we're not letting you to tank. You get your act together. Bottom three go down, top three come up. Let's go.
I don't think American sports fans could handle that.
Oh, can you imagine?
It would be incredible.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
It would change everything.
Right. We'll see you when you know what you're doing again.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it'll be something.
Yeah. He also, somebody brought up, what was the overtime? No kicking at all in overtime?
No kicking allowed.
So you get the ball.
You can't punt. You can't kick. You got to score a touchdown. If that means you go four and out and the other team takes over at the 25, okay, so be it.
And then, but then they can't kick a field goal.
Correct.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And score, yep.
Initial thought, I love that idea.
It'd be a touchdown, yep.
Okay, so we'll do a lot of that tomorrow.
Yep.
As for Major League Baseball, and we have to come up with our plays for the betting contest in the next, give or take, 21 minutes. So the Mariners, this tweet from Dick Fain, from August 12th until the end of the season, they only have 5 games out of 49 against teams that currently have winning records. So they're on this roll, right? They're red hot. They're playing like they were last year down the stretch. Their updated win total now is 84.5, and you can find between plus 105, shop around, even as high as plus 120 on this team to make the playoffs. Again, I think we can get 2 teams out of the West, and they would be the second team.
God.
I'm not going to be surprised if we get 1 out of the Central, and that's it. And then, you know, basically you're betting against all 4 teams getting in from the American League East.
Mm-hmm. And the big thing there, too, is can they survive after the break? After the All-Star break, they go Houston at home, Texas at Houston, Yankees for 3, Angels. Okay, not bad, but Yankees again. So you got 14 games there against Houston and the Yankees. If they survive that, and even you do like a 6-8 or something like that, watch out, because that is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That there's only 5 remaining games from August 12th on. Remember, the season goes to August 5th this year, whatever it is. Did you see it ends on a Wednesday?
October 5th.
What did I say?
Yeah, August.
By
the way, I love it.
It ends on a Wednesday and all day games at 1:00 Pacific.
Okay. Do you remember,
how about that?
Remember years ago when did it for the first time and it came down to the Red Sox?
Oh, it was nuts.
It was one of the best. No exaggeration.
Like a Tuesday or Wednesday season.
It was one of the best
Madness.
Regular season days in the history of the sport.
Yep. So only 5 left against teams above 500. And then, as I said many times now this week, why it's such an enjoyable season and intriguing season. Who knows who's going to make the playoffs, these wild cards?
Yeah,
I mean, you can
right.
make a case for a ton of teams. I mean, you still have to respect the Giants, but they're struggling. St. Louis, tough, easy schedule the rest of the way, hard at home, tough to beat at home. What happens with the Phillies? American League's up for grabs. Here come the Mariners. Are the White Sox going to get their act together? Can they figure it out? Are the Blue Jays really going to vomit on themselves? I mean, they're so very interesting. And you can't count out the Marlins. And what if the Orioles can keep this going? They take on the Cubs now.
They're 25-1 right now to actually make the playoffs.
Yeah, a game under 500, but how fun is this story, especially if we can get this into August if they're still in shouting distance.
Now, I know we talked about this yesterday, and I said, well, really, should Baltimore be afraid of Tampa Bay or Toronto right now? And so their updated win total is 75, and when you actually break it down, they do have 42 divisional games left, which makes sense.
That's tough, I know.
So they're looking at all those teams ahead of them, and then on top of that, they have 7 games against Houston. So, exactly.
Yeah.
As far as the National League goes, the Dodgers' updated win total is 103. They have 33 combined against the Giants, Padres, and Brewers.
That's tough, but they also just showed the Padres who was boss here.
Yeah, can they catch?
Swept them.
Can this team?
That's a good observation.
Be the right one to catch the Yankees for best record in the regular season.
I would say so. Again, as we talked about, it's like, okay, well, Kershaw was hurt, not doing much. Bueller's hurt. Urias has had a bad year. Who's White?
Well, and then yeah,
okay, right, no problem. And they rattle off 11 of 12 and. They're 27 games over 500 in a tough division.
And they're mashing. And then that report came out last night that they've already had talks with the Reds about Luis Castillo, which would be an awesome addition to that rotation.
Yeah.
To any team, essentially, trying to make a run. You got to go after this guy. Some team does. And if the Dodgers do it, then you have nobody to blame but yourselves if you can't land the guy.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, it's time to throw out different teams out there. I mean, the Astros, second easiest schedule left, 13 left against the A's. And how about the Mets? Because DeGrom's coming back. You see how nasty Max has been. You're going to get McGill back, and they're going to make a move. Oh, Cohen's going to make some trades. They'll go get some help, whether it's a bat and maybe another arm, too. So I know they still have, 14 left against the Braves?
Yeah, I think the number is 14 off the last.
But remember, very important, what Atlanta went through during that 14-game winning streak, cupcake, cup beating bat, that's who the Mets see in September. They've already gone through that tough stretch. I mean, their schedule in September is easy peasy.
Well, the Braves now need to go back and get this game tonight.
Right.
So they're 2.5 back as we sit here now.
Yeah, I don't trust Peterson.
Peterson?
No.
The problem is with Strider, like no joke, this number has moved, I think, almost 30 cents since this show started.
Mm-hmm.
He was a $1.55 on the overnight and early this morning, and we're seeing it touch in the $1.80 range, maybe a little bit higher at some spots. So, man, everybody's on that bet so far today. The guy's been phenomenal. So it's no surprise that people are on him. And his rookie, the year number keeps dropping, by the way. The Padres' updated win total is 91, and they have 12 against the Dodgers and 9 against the Giants.
That's a problem. I know. Look what the Giants just did to win back-to-back games. Yeah, that's a problem. I still think they should get in there because but the teams below them. But that's
– And I'll say this about the Blue Jays to make the playoffs. Okay. Yes, no. The no right now is plus 320. Their updated win total is 87, and they have 27 combined against the Yankees, Red Sox, and Rays.
Yep. I mentioned that. When I mentioned that a while back, it was 7-1. I didn't envision this coming, though. This bad stretch.
Loses
loses a 9 of 11. But my God, that's tough. That is tough.
No kidding.
Definitely in play. Definitely in play.
So I think the Mariners get in, and they're worth a shot at plus money. You brought up the Padres again to look right now. I mentioned that a little bit last week. And
the Cardinals have the easiest schedule. I still like that.
You like them to win the division?
No, Cardinals
just to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, would you look at division or that was too...
You'd have to see what the price could be, how you want to get on that.
All right, so we'll run down what we're betting today in the VSiN betting pentathlon coming up next. And also a very solid movie I watched over the weekend. I will suggest it coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're up.
All right. Time now for what we are betting in the VSiN baseball betting pentathlon. Yesterday, this was part of it. The Marlins Pirates. That was our official play, over 7.5. No good. And two runs out of the gates by the Pirates in the first inning, another in the second. But the Marlins just had nothing offensively in that game. And Mitch Keller was really good for Pittsburgh.
Late tees, bases loaded, bottom of the eighth. Yeah.
Yep.
16 left on.
Yeah, his best start of the year. Paulie, did you have what did you have in mind?
The Texas A's over.
Okay.
Rangers and A's over.
We had to make a decision on the air yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Blew over.
Yeah, and, of course, we went with the other one.
Yep, yep. Okay, so with the favorite, we'll go $1.10 at MGM with the red-hot Mariners taking on the Nats, flexing against Gray. Oh, the line's fishy. I know everyone will be on Seattle, but I think they get it done here. And you're going against one of the worst teams in baseball. I got a hot team. Contagious, right?
Okay, so I think that we're playing this a little bit too tight today.
Okay.
Because I feel like we're playing this like we won our first bet. And so, like, look, here's the deal. I'm a competitive guy. I certainly want to win this competition. If we don't win, I hope everybody else hits every single one of their other bets and they don't lose. I don't root against people and their bets, although I would like to win this competition. It would be great. I think if we had won yesterday, we'd probably be on somebody like the Giants today to try to move the sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are maybe being a little bit more aggressive with this favorite, but the underdog that we're going to go with today is a very small dog, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It is the Brewers at plus 126 at the moment right now at Circa. That's going to be the dog. We kicked around the A's, plus 150, and throughout the show today, we also had a discussion about strategy now. Do we look at the Reds? Because we only have a couple of days now to bounce back and win this competition, and after we lost yesterday... Like, if the Reds would win this game that you're picking up, we can get right back into it.
This Braves line is really getting out of control, though.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, Peterson's not garbage. Strider up to 190 now, 185, something like that.
Yeah, again, they're betting like they have the box score,
right? That's right. Yep, that's right. So, big edge with the bullpen, and I'll go with Costanza here, Jason Alexander, plus 120. Right. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. You going to check out Bullet Train?
I am. I think it looks pretty good.
Okay. It's got potential. Did you see this Brad Pitt story?
I did.
He believes he has a rare face blindness disorder.
I would not wish that upon anybody.
It interferes with his ability to recognize people's faces.
I've heard of this before, but
really?
Certainly not on somebody like Brad Pitt. I mean,
so if you come up and I say, you know, like we talked to, met a guy yesterday from Boston, you come up and say, hey, how you doing? And then you go, next day, hey, it's... How you been?
Pretty much. You'd be like,
who are you? Really?
What's your name?
In a new interview with GQ magazine, Pitt said he thinks he has prosopagnosia. I don't know. Extreme rare neurological condition that makes it difficult to tell faces apart. Nobody believes me. I want to meet another person with it. He said the condition is why he stays home so much. Folks with the condition can have a difficult time telling family members apart or even recognize their own faces in group photographs. They also have difficulty recognizing people out of context, such as seeing a work colleague in a grocery store. 2.5% of babies and young children are born with the condition, according to a doctor.
People, sounds absolutely awful.
Yeah, people can also develop this as a result of a brain injury.
Oh, Jesus, wow. Man. That is that's sad.
You know, it is. No one believes him, he says. He can't find someone who also has it, reading the article. The other thing is you've seen a lot of this, which I don't know, Hollywood, the press, I don't know. But he was off the rails. Bradley Cooper was living a hard life with drugs, as he talked about as well. But it's, a lot of these guys are just coming. Jimmy Conn, who just passed away.
You mean before they actually hit it big?
Or when they were coming up, too. And right when it was, you know, I have a big movie role or something. It was more so before Cooper was big. Pitt was after.
Was after.
But also, he also gave up smoking, too. He said he was doing it too much. But it happened to Conn. Like Conn, we told that great story how after he got divorced, he moved into the Playboy Mansion. But the other thing, he was living a hard, hard life, too.
Are you a fan of Brad Pitt?
Good actor, yeah.
I think he's awesome.
Yeah. Another good resume.
I actually think he's underrated as an actor. And the reason why he had so much steam years ago was because people thought he was so good looking.
Yeah.
I think he is exceptional as an actor. Tyler, it goes all the way back.
I think Tyler Durden is a top 10, top 5 movie character all time.
It's remarkable.
Absolutely.
He was so good in that.
Yep.
Did you ever watch A River Runs Through It?
No.
Very good. Like some of the early stuff that he was in. He had a very small role, but I've recommended this movie many times over the years. In True Romance, early 90s.
Very good.
The cast and how that movie played
out.
Oh,
great job by Tarantino.
Yep.
The writing. Yep. It is a great cast.
I will give you a movie recommendation.
I liked him in Moneyball.
Yeah, so did I.
Uh-huh.
I watched it recently. I know it's been out for a minute now on Netflix. Have you watched Hustle yet with Adam Sandler?
No.
I must say this about Adam Sandler. So I don't think he's made a very funny movie since like Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore.
Oh, that's a long time.
I don't think his in funny roles in what are supposed to be comedic roles, I don't like him. I don't think his movies are funny. When Adam Sandler is serious, I think he's terrific.
I hear Anthony Edwards is great.
He is very good.
Wow.
And so is the guy who plays the main basketball player, Hernan Gomez.
Uh huh.
Very good.
Wow. You,
like my wife Lorraine, she's guessing. He's really tall. But you would never know that he's a basketball player is what he said, what she said, because he plays the role that well.
Movie or series?
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's a two-hour movie. His wife is Queen Latifah in the movie.
All right.
He does have funny lines in it, so he actually has some, you know, it's great delivery in it. But he's a scout, a basketball scout for the 76ers, and he travels the entire world looking for the next superstar. And so a bunch of, like, guys who play in the league today are in it, and the trash talking and the smile in Anthony Edwards' face the entire time is terrific. But it's definitely, if you're looking for something to watch as you get ready for football season, 2 hours, sports movie, definitely worth your time.
All right. I will check that out.
Yep. I liked it quite a bit.
Forward to that. All right.
I did not like the episode of Better Call Saul last night. And we're not going to spoil anything.
Livid.
I thought it was going really, really well.
Out of those guys, they're smart guys. Didn't expect that.
Nope. Neither
you could see that one coming a mile away. How they set that up. It's like, this is, I was, yes. But yeah. I love Mike's character. Mike is so good. Oh, is he awesome.
I love him.
A lot of props were
he
decided.
He out of the park.
A lot of props
right.
decided with that.
Right.
Yep.
So Matt Humans was on the show earlier today. He gave out his best bets for the British Open, the Open Championship. He's going to be in studio when we get back from vacation August 2nd. He's going to have his top 50 power-rated fast food rankings, right?
Looking forward. He also gave out Tiger to make the cut.
Yeah, you see what that number is now?
It was off the air. It was, yes. Plus 120?
He said that on the air last week. Plus 120. Okay. I think it's minus 135.
Is it? Okay.
So it's moved. He said there's going to be a new number one. It's down to three different possible fast food spots. What would your number one spot be? After Saturday, would it be Portillo's?
I have to do one more time Shake Shack again. Just to see what, because it's eclectic mix there too. And that is an unbelievable burger with fries, nuggets, chicken sandwich, hot dogs good, not like Portillo's, obviously.
Yeah.
The Italian beef, but it's.
Do you like the hamburger or the cheeseburger better there than at In-N-Out?
Shake Shack.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
And In-N-Out's very good. Mm-hmm. It's tough to surpass, in my opinion.
But the thing about why Portillo's is so high on Matt's list and our list, too, the one with meal was incredible. That, to have a drive-through like a place like that, you know, like, just, okay, right, I'll go. I mean, how many people were having big orders between the onion rings, the fries, the shake, everything they had?
Yeah.
God, incredible.
I would be there multiple times every month if we had one in Las Vegas.
Yes, yes.
It was really, really good. Okay. Tomorrow's show, going to be loaded again. I can't wait to have that discussion on the air tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone, you're in charge tomorrow. If you to make the one thing to change, make the NFL better.
You get one thing. You get one thing to change to make it better. Honestly, there are so many things to consider.
I know.
My number one, would it be number one? I
like this one.
I'll let it.
Another one? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the pass interference.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
You got to figure out a way to make that rule better.
Create a fourth window. Early games. Another window.
So basically the London game every week.
Do that, or maybe an hour later. Like there's like there's another session where you got three games.
Oh, I've said that for years. I want staggered times.
Absolutely.
Give me a 9:30 Pacific time, a 10 o'clock, a 10:45, an 11:15.
I'm with it.
Why not?
I'm with it.
It'd be like, it is kind of like March Madness anyway on Thursday and Friday, but it'd be all day long. I've never understood why not. What's the big deal about closing times and... They have to land, the finishes have to be in a certain window in the late games.
Have them ready. You're in charge tomorrow.
Would you go double?
Ways to improve the NFL.
Would you go doubleheader Monday night to get rid of the Thursday night game? And then you could make it.
I love
six or 7 o'clock Eastern with the first game and then kick off at halftime in the second game?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the Thursday night. I'd like the Monday night doubleheader, but I didn't have a problem with the Thursday. Good fun.
This summer, the VSiN experts have betting coverage and insights you need to cash in on every sport. And right now, for a limited time, you can get access to everything we have to offer for only $19. Our experts are looking at football futures, along with daily coverage of baseball, 10 coverage of baseball, 10 coverage of baseball, 10 coverage of baseball.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.